You're listening to the Heather Duplessis Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Hi, Heather, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Where were you before? Not answering your phone.
Oh, no, I was in a meeting, a rugby meeting here in Toyota, so sorry about that.
Yeah, in Japan, that's fair enough. We can forgive you for that. Do you reckon this was the only call that NZR could have made given the pressure on them?
Oh, look, if it was a two-horse race and the word was that Jamie was applying for the job, I'm assuming he got interviewed. So, yeah, they had two choices. They've obviously, the panel has made a recommendation, the board's accepted that recommendation, and, you know, raises to be the new All Black coach after World Cup. So that's exciting for him. And, you know, again, no matter who the All Black coach is, we want to get in behind him. And when his turn comes, we'll get in behind him and support the team.
Was it the right call?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't at an interview.
Does he impress you?
He's got a, you know, both candidates had outstanding records and they're very good at man management. So I guess, you know, if you can get to somebody that was on the interview and ask them what the difference was, you know, it'd be interesting to hear.
Do you think that there's been a lot has been made of the fact that he doesn't have international experience? I mean, you've been there, you've done this stuff. What do you reckon? Is that important?
Oh, I think it's something that gets bandied about because it makes good for a headline or a bit of clickbait or, you know, for people to be able to talk about and have an opinion on. So, personally, I don't think it makes any difference. He's played overseas, he's coached overseas, not be internationally, but he's coached here in New Zealand, and you know it's New Zealand that he's got to coach. So, his record tells you he's a good coach. So,
what do you reckon?
We'll
it's
now
like?
Wait and see what happens next.
What do you reckon it's like for Fozzie today? It must be a hard day, don't you think?
Oh no, Foz will be fine. He's known for quite some time that he wasn't going to be the coach. I mean, that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out he wasn't going to get it. And they've gone early, you know, because they felt like they had to because other people were going to be lost to the market, but no one in the market wanted anybody. So, you know, all the Tier 1 teams were full. But, you know, New Zealand rugby made a decision, and, you made the decision, you've got to accept that. Fozzie's I should imagine, has accepted it or has come out and said that. Everyone else has to accept it too because that's, you know, you don't always have to agree with New Zealand Rugby Union, but at some point you have to accept that they've made a decision to move on. And, you know, Foz has done that, so.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.